So, like I said, the topic today is goal setting. First question, is there anybody here who has never set a goal in his life? No. I know, say I go give yet. I never thought, say I go give yet. I go ask the question, where I go give? Okay. When we, even me before, when I go to a seminar or a teaching and they're teaching about something like goal setting, I used to think it's, wow, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be huge. But I realized that we all set goals every day. Like, you wake up in the morning, you want to go to work. Most times we say, okay, today I'm going to go to work. I have to be at work by 8 o'clock. And I'm not going to take this route, because this route in the morning is very busy. So I'm going to take this route so that I can get to work early. And you go, okay, before I go to work, where do I stop for gas? Where do I stop for coffee? All that are goals you've set in the morning to get to work. But we do it very automatically. Like, we don't even understand that it's a goal, because your goal is to get to work. But now you know, how do I get to work? After work, you want to come home. Most times, the route you take to work sometimes is not the route you take home. Because sometimes in the evening, when you're coming back from work, the road you came from is a lot busier. So now you got to change your goal. My goal is to get home by, let's say, 6:30. But if I take the road I came from in the morning, I'm going to come about 10 o'clock at night. So I'm going to change to this route. That is goal setting, because your goal is to get home on time. But there is something we call a SMART goal. And when it comes to goal setting too, everything we do in life is about goal setting. What does the Bible say about goal setting? We wake up some mornings and we go, I got to do this, or I got to do that. But do we actually say, like I said, I got to go to work today. I got to take this route. I got to take this route. But do we actually put asking God to get us to where we're going even before we start making the goals? Most of us wake up in the morning, we just say our prayers and say, okay. Some of us don't even say the prayer because we're running late. We woke up late, we're running late, and we want to run to work, you know. And what is a goal? A goal is something, just something you want to achieve. Like when you eat your food. You eat food what? For good health. You drink. Even before you go get a water to drink, you have a goal. Why am I drinking the water? You go to bed, you lie down, and you go, why am I lying down? I want to sleep so I can wake up home. I can wake up tomorrow sound. So everything we do is about goal. So goal is something that needs to be achieved. That's the basic explanation of goal, something that needs to be achieved. But when it comes to goal setting, what does the Bible say about goal setting? James 4:15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Do we do that most times? When we set our goals, God is not part of our goal. Most of us, sometimes God is not part of our goal. But the architect of our goal should be God in the first place. Because if you make a goal and God did not approve your goal, it's not going to work. No matter how good it is, no matter how specific it is, no matter how you have everybody working together to get it work, if it's not the will of God, it will never work. So the first thing you do is you take your goal to God. You go, God, I want to set this goal. Please. You might find out that sometimes when you try to set that goal, God gives you a different goal. You want to set this goal this way, God tells you, no, that is not the goal I have in mind for you. This is my goal for you. And you're going to find out that when you do that, your goal will be fruitful. In Psalm 16:9, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So no matter how you plan it, no matter how well you plan it, if God is not establishing your steps, the devil is going to take you somewhere else. And that's what he wants to do. He always wants to take you somewhere else. So now a question for somebody to win my precious book, my precious notebook. Who should be the architect of our goals? You know, raise your hand. Yes.
God should be the architect of our goals.
Here you go. Now, can we do anything by ourselves? No, we cannot. This book serious, though. I got plenty, no worry. I got plenty. Okay. There is something that we call SMART goal. Now, that gives a different dimension to setting goals. You set goals. Sometimes you don't even care how you set the goals. You just have goals. Like I said, most of us, unconsciously, we have goals every day. But we want to talk about setting a SMART goal. And setting a SMART goal, no matter how you set it, you got to ask God, Father, what do you want me to do? And he will give you the guidance to setting a SMART goal. And when you've done setting the goal, it is only God that could make you implement it the right way. And one thing I want to say before I go on is this. Most of us set goals in a way that we cannot even achieve it. Never ever achieve it. Because we're trying to impress either our bosses or we're trying to impress ourselves. We set goals that are not achievable. Okay? You don't set goal that your goal must be fulfilled. It's just a goal to monitor yourself where you're going or where your group is going. So when you set goals, please set goals that are achievable. Even if you don't achieve it, let it not be something that you go, oh, I did not get it. All goals are not meant to be achieved. If you achieve all your goals, something is wrong. If you achieve all the goals you set, something is wrong. And you find out that most people that we say that are go-getters, the things they do, most times it's not really godly. Because you've got to have to go off the way God wants you to get your goal because you want to achieve it. So when you set a goal, please do not have in mind that it must be achieved. So that being said, we're going to discuss the SMART goal. S-M-A-R-T. This S there is specific. Yes. But you know, good questions. Okay, you say, okay. You go get a book. What is the question? No, go ahead, say that. Let me see what you have to say.
You said when you're setting a goal, you should like not always think you're going to be able to achieve it, but isn't that
not that you're gonna be able to achieve it, that you must yeah, people set goals that they must. Goals are not set that you must. You can you will most times get to your goal, but the fact that you must get it done completely should not be at the back of your mind.
Because like I'm just like expressing that like that sometimes you make goals that are related to exactly what you want. Like say I'm a student now and I know I have to get an A to pass this class or to get my degree and make a 4.0. I have to achieve that. So I will do everything I can to make sure I achieve that. Sure, I might not make it, but I have to in my mind think I must achieve that for me to actually be able to get close. If I don't aim higher, how am I going to even hit it?
Okay. Let me explain to you what I'm trying to say. Let me use the morning you wake up in the morning and you want to go to work, right? And you've planned the road you're going to take. You know that this road is always very easy in the morning to go to work. But the other road is always very, very blocked. And you say, you know what? I'm going to take this road that's always easy to go to work. But you know that you can get into that road, and that morning, there's a construction on that road, and it's completely blocked. Completely blocked. So what are you going to do? Because you've made your mind that I'm going to get to work by 8. But you're not going to get to work by 10 that day. So what I'm trying to say, you have to make allowances. When you make your goals, you have to have allowances. You're going to reach your goal. That's the first thing. That's the reason why you make a goal. You make a goal so you can reach it. But it's not a must, because most times it's never. You don't get it sometimes. A lot of times you don't get, because it will discourage you if you said, I must make this goal. And it gets to a point, you don't make it. It will discourage you that even the ones you started before, you're not going to go. That's where I'm coming. When I explain what SMART means, you will understand what I'm trying to say. Your goal has to be specific. Your goal has to be specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be attainable, and it has to be relevant, and it has to be time-bound. It has to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Most times, the goals we set, most goals we said, I don't even have any of these. We just say, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to get to work. That's it. You're not planning what time you're going to get there. You're not planning how am I going to get there. You're not planning what's the result. If I don't get to work early, what's the result? If I get to work early, what's the result? So, first of all, you got to have a goal that's specific. You got to know what you want. But like I said, most times, what we want is not what God has in mind for us. Most times, because his ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. So most times, his goals for us are not what we want. But his goals are the best for us, because his thought for us are thought for good. So when you make these goals, no matter how specific you are, it has to be the will of God. It has to be the will of God. The next one there is measurable. How do you measure a goal? Okay. You measure a goal by how much, like she said, how much you've achieved. No, you're right. You're right. Okay. But I was going to say something to that, how much you've achieved. How much you've achieved most times also.
Oh, they changed it. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Brother Emma, can I explain myself?
Brother Emma.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mog. I'm sorry.
No, we're gonna have time where we can talk, and everybody can. Like I said, it's gonna be very interactive. Everybody can ask their questions, because, like I said, some questions are gonna bring out, you know, better points. Now, when you said I'm gonna work, I'm gonna go through this road, and I'm gonna get to work. How do you measure? That's how you measure. If you get to work on time, Now you know that your goal was achieved. So it's measurable. But when you go, you know what, I'm going to go to work, and even if I get there by 10, that's fine. I get there by 12, that's fine. That's not measurable. Because now, where they're going, you don't care. Because you don't have, the end result is not important to you. Goals have to, like I said, even when you miss getting to work by 8, even though you plan it, but the end result is what matters. You can measure today. Okay, today I made that mistake of going through that road. It didn't work. So I'm going to try another road. Okay? The next one there is attainable. Like I said, did you get to work? Yes. But what time did you get to work? If you have a goal and you get to work by 8, so you attained your goal. Relevant. You have to go to work. Your goal today to go to work is relevant, because you have to go to work. So you have to set a goal in a way that at the end of the day, it has something to do with your life. It has something to do with what you plan. So you got to work. And the next one there is time bound. Like, that's what I've been talking about. It's all about time. when you set a goal and anytime I get there, I get there. That's it. If I get it done, like what he was saying, that's where he was coming from. I don't care. Whenever I get there, I get there. That is different from setting a goal with time and you don't make the time. But at least you went through all the other things, because the time, the end justifies the means. So most times we go, okay, I don't care what I get there. Like sometimes we'll come to church. You set a goal to see today, I'm going to be in church and I'm going to start with prayer worship. And you plan all the things you want to plan. You bring out your cloth the night before church. You wake up in the morning. You get ready. Those are all goals. You've already set that goal that, okay, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to get to church. But what happens? On your way, something happened. You miss prayer worship. But you got to church. You got to Sunday school. Doesn't mean you did not set a good goal. You did. But that was out of your control that something happened on the road. To answer his question, what he said, if you do it today and it didn't work, some people will go the next Sunday, they're not even gonna bother. If you said, I must get there, if I don't, that's it. Next Sunday, they're not gonna bother. They say, you know what, I tried it one time. I think I'm not cut out for prayer worship. I'll be going for Sunday schools. But if you have allowances in your goal, if you have allowances in your goal, you make allowances in your goal. Even if you don't meet it that one time, you have to keep fighting. You don't give up. That's the biggest part of it. You don't give up, because you set a goal with God. Most times, our thought, our plans are not God's plan. So if God says, okay, you're not getting to this goal now because I have something else in mind for you. No matter how you do it, no matter how you try, but that's when we get discouraged. We get discouraged, and what do? We give up. A lot of goals never see their end. A lot of goals, people sit down, they map out their goals. The goals they never get to the end of the goal. Why? Because they set a goal and they said, I must do it. And on the way, probably the first step, they missed it. They give up. So goals are set to guide you. It's a general thing to guide you when you set goals. It's not my life. Everything depends on, if I had to kill somebody, I'll kill somebody. That no more is a goal. And that's why I said a lot of people do goals like that. I don't care who gets hurt. I don't care who I push to the ground. I don't care the toes I step on. I must get this goal. That is where it becomes a problem. So when you set a goal, a smart goal is just to guide you. It's not all of it. A smart goal is God. Along the way, things happen. You change. No goal you set will go smooth, completely smooth like that. There has to be some things along the way that you are ready. If you have any provisions for some of these things happen, you can handle it. But when you set a goal and go, you know what? I must get to this goal. I don't care. That is where it becomes separate. Because at the end of the day, when you think you've achieved something, you've not achieved anything. You find out that along the road, there are things you did that might even deny you that goal. Or when you get to that goal, there are things that will even take the happiness away from your goal. So most goals that we make, we have to leave allowances for things that we didn't plan for. Because this, you can't plan for anything. No matter who you are, you cannot plan for anything. So the secret is this. Plan for things that you don't plan for. When you make a goal, plan for things that you don't plan for. So who can tell me? Afam, can you take it out, please? Take it off the screen. What is the S in a SMART goal? You know, I have to do tumbum tumbum. I will do tumbum tumbum. You know, answer yourself. What is the T? You don't get before. You're not going to get it again now. What is the R? But now I'm going to change. Can anybody come up with another word for the R? Realistic. And get up now. You be young man. You be young man. Get up. Okay. But what, Bo? No, relevant and realistic are the same thing. It has to, so when you set a goal, contextually in your goal, the R can be relevant, it can be realistic. Contextually in your goal, there are some goals you set, relevant doesn't come in, but realistic comes in. Yes. In some goals you said relevance doesn't come in, but realistic comes in. But my last question, of all your goals, what should you depend on? You know, I do and like say now people who I like. Because I'm left-handed. Alright. But to summarize, because we're gonna come back. We will come back and after the break we will talk about, people are gonna ask questions, people who have comments are gonna make comments. But I just wanted to bring that out there. There's a lot more to it. It's not something you talk about in 20 minutes. There's a lot more to it. But in all of it, no matter what goal you set, God should be the author of that goal. No matter what goal you set, no matter what, even if it's long term or short term or eternity, please, God should be the author of all your goals and you will never fail. You will never fail. Praise the Lord.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.